do want to complete this.
You're so nervous about this segment. I love this.
Oh, what's I am. To, yes. What's about yes. to happen here? This is our social experiment. Deucey loves music. I love music. And something that we wanted to do to present to everyone to see just how different or similar we are. This is what we're going to do. DJ, Joe, Trey, I'm going to hit shuffle on my playlist 10 times. The first 10 songs that pop up. There's no telling what's going to pop up on my playlist because I do a lot of the sample platter stuff. We do a lot of game shows and all that. There's no telling what's in here. But I'm going to hit this 10 times, and I am very nervous about this because I have a wide range of music. Yeah, that's a really good idea. A, we're going to see if Deucey can identify the song. B, if it's something in his playlist.
No way.
Or C, we're going to have to hit the dump button. So you guys ready for this?
Yeah,
we're
ready.
I'm starting. We're going to hit shuffle. Here's song number one. Okay, there's not a chance in heck you have this on your playlist. Because
I like it, though.
Every time I hear this artist, I don't know. You know what? I downloaded this because there was something going on at church, and we needed a little background music while it was happening, okay. Like a program.
You know what we could have done
doesn't count,
for another game show is you two come up with a list off of your two lists, and we pick which one this would have come off of, because I would have bet everything I own.
That was his, right, list, right. That's yours. Ben Tankard. Stirred, not shaken. And
so you just needed some elevator music for something,
yes,
basically.
Yes, okay. Yes. All right. So here's song number two. Okay.
Uh-oh.
We can't get too far into this song.
All right.
Do you know who this is?
So, I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long.
I don't. You guys know?
Okay, I got to stop. I have no idea what the next word is going to come up. That's Too Short.
Okay.
And Blow the Whistle. This is my wife's favorite song.
Really?
Hands down. No matter where we are, if this song comes on, even if we're driving, I have to pull over so she can get out and shake it a little bit.
That's Too Short and Blow the Whistle here on the ticket.
All right, here's number three. Okay. The only reason this is on my playlist is because that's the album that they downloaded that I never could get off of for some reason. You don't know what this is?
So far, I don't.
Let's see if we can get to some melody, because I have no idea. I haven't listened to this song at all.
Is it you too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This song for someone. You remember when they downloaded it to everyone's playlist? I never figured out how to get it off of there.
Remember when the world, that was the worst thing that happened in the world?
And I agree.
I miss those times.
Don't force this down my throat when I don't want it. Yeah. I didn't ask for this.
I have 100 U2 songs on my playlist. I don't think I have this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here's number, this is, that was three, right? Here's four.
David Banner, David Banner.
Okay, I don't know how far. Seriously, in that intro, they may just start going off a little bit. That was, I would have to tell you, that's T.I.
Okay.
And that's Rubber Band Man. And I know you don't have that on your playlist.
But is that like a remake of the old song Rubber Band Man?
No. Hey, y'all, prepare yourself. No, that's not
man.
It.
Man.
No. All right. So here, let's go. Let's go next. Oh, okay. Let's change it.
Rihanna.
Oh, this is Ice T Cube, Jay-Z.
Okay, that's right. That is Jay-Z. This is Jay-Z and Rihanna with Umbrella.
Okay.
All right. Here's where were we now? Six, right?
I have no idea.
All right,
Anonymous playlist. I'm trying to guess them. Oh, this is Happy Pharrell.
There you
of course
go.
He
there
has this
go.
One.
Ding, ding, ding. We have one in common. I feel pretty good about this one not having any curse words. Okay, all right.
Is
you know
this
what?
One on your playlist?
I don't remember. It might be. So. It might be. This is one that could be.
Yeah. All right. Let's go with the next one. Okay, this is the instrumental. That's why I can keep playing it. Because the title is something that we really can't say on the
But I'd like to hear Deucey try it.
Yo, Deucey, what's the name of this song? Yeah, this is only an instrumental when I would do,
so
like...
DJ, obviously, you know what it is.
I know what it is. Very popular song.
Oh, yeah.
10 years ago.
This is Kanye West.
Okay. I've heard of
with
Kanye
Jay-Z,
West.
With Jay-Z. And this is Ends in Paris. That's the name of this song. And it's the... this is the song that they do... like 4 or 5 encores when they were in concert. They played it over like 5 different times. It was awesome. All right, next.
Juicy, you should sing this one at Summer Bash.
Okay.
Let it go. Oh, I Will Survive.
From the pianos, you knew what this yeah. was. Wow.
Okay.
Could never That's- live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, that I grew strong. And I learned how to get along with
all right, and this is the. I think this is my last one. So here we go.
It sounds suspiciously like rock and roll.
I know the group, but you will not know the song. No.
25 lighters on my dresser. Yes, sir.
No.
No idea?
I don't think so. No.
This is ZZ Top.
Oh, it is. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. With I Gots to Get Paid. This
okay.
is a.
Wow.
This is a Fat Pat song that ZZ Top did, and it's awesome. So there you go. All right. You knew two. You knew Pharrell, okay. and you knew
I Will Survive.
Gloria Gaynor. Yes.
Yeah.
Boy, that was nervous right. time for me right there.
Same chord okay here,
yeah.
Trey?
Yeah. Yep. Pop it in there, Deucey.
All right. Let's make sure that it'll work on this particular device in this format. And... I have several different playlists. This is my general
okay.
playlist. Could be just about anything.
Playing on your iPhone 3.
And here is number one. Why is it not playing?
Juicy!
Wrong playlist.
What are you doing?
Wrong playlist.
Hang on. I think there's a Wi-Fi issue here.
I don't know if that's the case.
On your phone?
Yeah, I mean, I'm using Spotify, so there we go. It's number one.
Is that Let It Be by the Beatles?
No.
That sounds like the worst answer I've ever had in my life.
The melody is not that dissimilar.
Like the Beatles.
Do you guys know this?
Oh,
Trey knows.
I know.
Happy Gilmore. It was in Happy Gilmore.
It's
you have to tell.
Leonard Skinner. Tuesday's Gone.
That's right. I knew it was Leonard Skinner. I didn't know the name of the song.
All right. That's number one.
I just said the Beatles, Let It Be. Good Lord.
I swear it's random. Number two.
We are family.
Of course.
I always get the... It's Sister Sledge, right? Oh, Point of Sisters. Which one?
No, it's Sister Sledge.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You're right.
All
right. We are family. I got all my sisters with me. Indeed, yes. That's number two.
All right.
All right, you're one for two.
Thank you.
Ooh, you're never going to get this one. She was a big deal about 15 years ago. You had teenagers at that time. You know this artist.
No idea.
I saw her in a concert at Vista Ridge Mall.
Oh my gosh.
In the 90s. It's Avril Lavigne on the tickets.
That's hitting the post right there, man. No wonder your trading card said that.
Vista Ridge Mall.
Just doing a little outdoor concert
that's
for
right.
kids. All right, that's three, I think. Here's number four.
Yeah.
Should get this one. Greatest voice in the history of pop music. On the ticket. Who's the most famous lead singer in the history of popular music? He's still alive.
Paul McCartney.
Yes. This is McCartney, Wings with Milo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never heard that song before.
You've never heard this song.
I have not.
You guys
no.
heard this song? Joe, you've heard
this
song.
I don't think
song.
I have.
Are you kidding me?
It sounds like a beating.
Oh, wow. Whoa. DJ.
DJ Downplaying.
Noted music critic, DJ, whatever his last name is. Okay, here we go.
There goes your shot at getting on the show.
Number five.
Yeah, Deucey will be texting you about Free For
okay,
All.
Okay, number nope. five. You know
Hello,
this one.
Hello, darkness, my oh, yeah. friend.
Yeah, I've heard the song.
To talk with you again.
Probably the most famous duo in the history of popular
because
music.
A vision saw
Simon and Garfunkel.
Nice.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And the song is Hello. That's the first word they said. The
song is Sounds of Silence.
Oh, okay.
All right, here's, I think, number six.
That's the Beatles.
It is. Song was the first words out of their mouth. Penny Lane.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Song about their home street in Liverpool. Number seven. Here we go. You know this guy. He was with a band and then went solo. He has that narrows it down, right? Very attractive older man.
Oh, Michael McDonald. Yeah, that voice. That's
sounds
one
like
of the most.
But
oh, that's
not
him?
It's not.
I was about to say, that's one of the most distinctive voices in music, and it's not even him.
He is a one name star.
Donovan.
You know him as Sting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's number eight. Oh, Ryan's loves this guy. He'll never get this. This is a staple of oldies radio, though. Classic rock radio. It's Todd Rundgren.
Okay, I've heard this song.
On the Ticket.
All right. You should be a hockey player as many posts as you hit.
And we're rolling here.
Get it? Bringing it back to sports.
Well, speaking of a song Ryan's would know and love.
I've definitely heard this song.
It's from a band that Ryan's personifies.
Oh, yeah,
that's
Tom Petty.
Basically.
Tom Petty yeah. and the Heartbreakers. With a song.
You don't know how it feels.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, let's
last
go to
one.
Number 10. I don't want that one. Oh, you'll
Whoa.
Know this. You'll know this one. Here we go.
You're
I think
cheating.
You will. It's an oldie. It's a great R&B oldie from like 73, probably.
I was two.
I think you'll know it though once you hear it. Once we get to the words a little bit.
Got to nowhere.
You won't know the. You won't know the artist, but you'll know the title when we get to the words. If in fact we ever do, here on the Ticket, we're on AM and FM and the stream. By the way,
yes, we are.
You were wondering.
Well, you're trying to hear
on
post,
a Friday
aren't
morning.
You? Oh yeah.
Baby. All right, George McRae and Rock Your Baby.
Okay, this proves one thing. Never, ever ride in a car with Deucey and listen to his playlist. No, I'm kidding. That's great.
You know, I...
DJ agrees with you.
I've got good middle-of-the-road, fun family music, wholesome stuff for the entire family.
Unlike myself.
Not you don't have anything
wholesome.
Button,
just kind of a code word there, wholesome.
Just kind of cringing at the every word that's being spoken in my playlist. All right, Deuce, way to go, man.
All right, that was fun.
Yeah,
was fun.
Two separate playlists, that social experiment. You went 2 for 10 with mine. I think I went, what, two for 10? Okay,
yeah,
all right,
well.
Very good. All right. Let's talk NBA Finals. We have Phoenix with a 2-0 lead against Milwaukee. Deucey mixing his two playlists together right here on the Ticket. Getting hot.